We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Damon and Ratto, brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
To the person on the Comcast business text line saying, like, hey, Wiggins finally gets to play with LeBron. Yeah, not so fast. Ray, I'm so old-fashioned, I forgot. We just don't do East versus West anymore. We have two captains, and then the captains draft from the starting 10 who will be the starters. So we're going to have Team LeBron versus Team Durant. Why is LeBron the captain, not Steph Curry? Well, because LeBron got the most votes in the West, and I guess that's how they pick who the captain is. Durant got the most votes in the East. Your Western All-Star voted upon starters are LeBron James, Steph Curry, Andrew Wiggins for the first time in his career, Ja Morant, and Nikola Jokic. For the East, it's Kevin Durant, who is the captain, Joel Embiid, Giannis, DeRozan, and Trae Young. So there you go. There are your 10 as voted upon by you, the good listeners, and the fans of the NBA, all-star starters. Ray, would you like to talk about snubs, or are you just happy for Wiggins?
Well, Devin Booker's got a complaint, I think. I think he's had a better year than Wiggins has had, and he's on the best team, and is probably the best player on the best team. But I don't view any of these as snubs because they're gifts from strangers, you know. And if you don't happen to get one and you want to act out about it, fine. But nobody's going to want to listen. But if you were telling me you have a choice between Devin Booker and Andrew Wiggins for the last spot in the All-Star starters, I would have taken Booker.
Well, that's not going to get you any favors around here, Ray. Come on.
Yeah, because I'm looking forward to those.
No, but you are right. It is favors from strangers more than anything else than it is, a real estimation of who's done what this year. It's a popularity contest. But look, we're talking about the best of the best of the best in a sport that offers up the best in the world at what they do. And it's an honor to be on the team. It's an honor to be voted upon. And it's an honor that falls on Andrew Wiggins for the very first time in his career. I'm sure it means an awful lot to him. As you said, Ray, it's a testament to that guy continuing to just put his head down and go to work without ever drawing any attention to himself. I mean, he does not like attention. He does not like the microphone being put in his locker afterwards. He would rather not talk about it himself. He doesn't want to do any self-promotion. It's just not who he is. He does not like to call attention to his own game, which is hard in a world of marketing and self-promotion that the NBA almost demands of these guys.
On the other hand, it's also the hardest All-Star game to All-Star team to make because, one, there are fewer spots, and two, there are usually a lot more candidates. So, you know, he might find the attention here at least moderately gratifying because it probably doesn't come with a whole lot of judgments about, hey, remember when you weren't a very good first pick in the draft? Or, you know, I don't even know that anybody's going to bring up the vaccination thing very much. It's one of those weekends where pretty much everybody who's there gets a free pass.
How about
and
this?
I think he'll take that.
How about this? Aren't you glad you got vaccinated? I mean, that's a legitimate question to ask of him, right?
Oh, like, aren't you glad? It's a legitimate question, but he won't like it.
Well, he won't like it, but he'd be lying if he said anything other than yes. Ray, stop counting quarters. What are you doing?
I'm trying. Never mind. Doesn't matter. No, I somebody will ask, and I think he'll give him a dirty look because I don't think he wants to talk about it.
I mean, he might not want to talk about it, but it's the truth. Are you happy you got vaccinated? You're an all-star for the first time in your life, and there isn't a single side effect that prevented you from doing that. As a matter of fact, getting vaccinated turned you into the greatest basketball player you've ever been. Congratulations.
And his responsibility, his answer will be next question.
You won't want to talk
guaranteed.
About it. Game one, when he saw the Minnesota Timberwolves this year, he dropped 35 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals. He wasn't about passing that night. No assists for the dangerous Andrew Wiggins. The second game around, he had 12 points, 4 assists, and 2 rebounds. That was the no Draymond, no Curry game in Minnesota, which the Warriors lost. Like, we wanted him in seek and destroy mode. He didn't do it. He didn't go there. It's not who he is. It isn't who he is. He is no more a seek and destroy, follow me, I will put up gaudy numbers leader of a basketball team than Jimmy Garoppolo is a putting up gaudy numbers leader of a football team. It's just not who they are.
But there's one other thing. It's him putting up gaudy numbers is out of context with who the Warriors want to be offensively. They have taken a long time to try to figure out how to find their offensive rhythm again, and they haven't fully done it yet. So he would do his teammates a disservice if he decided, I need to put up 30. I think if he gets 30, fine, but I think there's a greater context in which they want to operate, and it doesn't mean him getting his over a team he hasn't played for 3 years. I think you'll see what you've seen most of the year, which is decent numbers, excellent defense, and nothing to make the highlight film, because he's just a good player, and I think he's happy being a good player.
Warriors are going to get an awful lot of attention during the All-Star weekend. Steph maybe gets a teammate to play with if they're on the same roster or not. We'll find out. But there you go. What if LeBron snubs Wiggins and refuses to pick him? Oh, that'd be good. That'd be good for a little drama. I've always said, Ray, if they're going to do this draft like schoolyard style on picking my team draft, they should do it live and in person with everyone standing in a midcourt stripe and then going to your selected captain, as they call you, leaving one person as the last selected All-Star starter. And instead of attaching shame to that, what you do is you give that person like a car or let them donate money to a charity or something like that. But there's a TV show here that we're not getting put in front of us.
Well, that was the old NHL thing, because they're the first league to do this. You know, we'll pick our two best players and they'll pick the All-Star teams. And the last guy taken did get a car. The buzz off that has worn out, and now the last couple of years there have been players who have been picked last and have passed on going to the All-Star game. Oh, so boy. They're going to have to do better than a car, I think.
Wah, wah. Andrew Wiggins being covered by Anthony Slater, who will be joining us in Warriors Live, says that Andrew Wiggins takes the West front court starting All-Star spot, many expected to go to Rudy Gobert. Fan voting accounts for 50%. Wiggins was boosted there. Gobert didn't make up necessary ground in player media, the other 50% of the voting. So that's why it's Andrew Wiggins. Well, we'll have something certainly to talk about with Anthony Slater a little bit later on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.